The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Crow Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA. It's time for the Don Crow Show right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website, PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to this edition of the show. What's this, Thursday already? Thursday edition, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get to hang out together. And these headlines just are riveting. They just grab me. I tell you, they just... Man throws tortilla 54 feet, 5 inches to break world record. Don't tell me we don't keep you informed here on the show. You got it. UPI story by Ben Hooper. An Idaho man attending a Guinness World Records event in Toronto captured the record for the furthest tortilla hurl or throw. Hurling the disc-shaped food item a distance of 54 feet and 5 inches, Dave Rush, who has broken over 100 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, made an official attempt with a Guinness adjudicator at the Science of Guinness World Records exhibit in Toronto. Rush said two dignitaries at the conference, put together by Science North and Guinness, managed to beat the record of 30 feet, 1 inch, before it was his turn to take a toss. He said his first throw, which didn't count toward his... You get three tries, apparently, with these tortillas. The first one didn't go too well, bounced off a wall, while his first official throw failed to meet the goal set by the dignitaries. His second one was disqualified when it bounced off the ground at one point. And I can't have that. The tortilla cannot hit the ground en route or in flight. But the third did it. The third throw was declared the new record holder at 54 feet, 5 inches. So there. You can now sleep better tonight knowing that the new record's been set for tossing tortillas. It didn't say if this was loaded with anything or not. I assume it was dry. Oh, man. Ah, it's just a beautiful world, isn't it, huh? Anyway, we got to lighten it up now and then because there's so much crazy. Just plain craziness going on. We're going to be talking about some of that. I have a story later I may get to. A plane passenger on a Chinese airline wanted some fresh air. That's all she wanted. So contrary to and against the orders of the flight attendant, she opened the door. She opened the emergency exit they were on the ground, fortunately, but they were all set for takeoff. And she said, it's too stuffy in here. And she said, I want a breath of fresh air. So she just proceeded to open the door. And, of course, that delayed the flight by another hour as they, you know, I guess whatever they have to do to make sure everything's all fine after that point. Anyway, I thought there are some flights I've read about through the years. I'm so glad I wasn't on one of them. I'm sure some of you understand who may travel a bit as well. All right, to the serious stuff. House Democrat, well, I'm saying this really not tongue-in-cheek, actually, but it belongs in the Ripley's, believe it or not. House Democrats perhaps even a few reluctant Republicans now salivating over the possibilities, just the imagined possibility, of impeaching our duly elected 45th president, Donald J. Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as you know, announcing on Tuesday of this week, today I am announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. The president must be held accountable. No one is above the law. Wow. When you look at what has been shoveled under the rug that we know about, let alone what we don't yet know about during the Obama years and subsequent, and then to say this, but I digress. The point is Heritage Foundation's John Malcolm is going to explain to us in just a few minutes this hour that America's founders did not provide for impeachment as a partisan political weapon or as a response by Congress to a president's policies with which they disagree. But look, the Democrats have been weaponizing all kinds of things in departments and agencies for the last, 9-10 years, including the Obama years and subsequent right into, you know, with deep state, it's still going on. So in any event, we're going to talk about it. And of course, as many of you know your history, impeachment's been tried twice before, once in our lifetime and one quite a while prior. It didn't work either case. So I'm sure John Malcolm will share those thoughts and more with us. And with another liberal knee-jerk reaction, it's so typical. Anytime there's any tragic, and they are tragic, we should never, ever, in our talking about the news and so forth, minimize the impact of these horrible mass shootings. There's no way they can be justified. But on the other hand, every one of them becomes an opportunity for the liberal left to say, see, now we're going to take your guns away. You can't be trusted. And of course, that's something we've talked about. We talked about it recently with Star Parker. And I'm going to share that conversation from an earlier hour with Star in the next hour of the show. She says, number one, our constitutional rights do not require background checks to buy a gun. And number two, to be forced to do that opens a Pandora's box of invasion into our personal privacy. So we're going to talk about that with Star, who speaks with unusual knowledge in terms of today's culture and some of the violence of our culture and the breakdown of our culture. And, of course, many of you know she is one of our outstanding conservative voices in this country. And so I want to share that with you. In the meantime, let me just quickly tell you, we are just outstanding in our campaign with Food for the Poor. I'll just tell you this right now. We're only $3,000 away from completing our effort of over $42,000 of emergency relief money to be sent to the Bahamas through Food for the Poor. And it's only because of what you've been doing in this campaign. We do need to wrap it up. These are the last few days to do that. So we'll be talking about that as part of the afternoon. But I got to tell you, I want to thank you. We actually need just $3,065 more dollars, and we will have provided the $42,353 we said we were going to raise together to send to the Bahamas with Food for the Poor. So as we're doing some other things, you can still make that call and that gift of any amount, $80, $160, $240, $320. We had a $1,000 gift over the last 24 hours. Three more of those, by the way, and we're done. But anything you want to give, you can do it at 855-860-4673. Again, that's 855-860-4673. One more time, 855-860-4673. Got your cell phone in your hand, just hit pound 250, hit send, and say give. That'll connect you. Or, of course, on our website, WAVA.com, big red banner, Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Click on that. Make your gift of any amount there as well. Stay with us. We're going to talk about an inquiry into the possibility of impeaching our legitimately elected president. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Derek Greer, and I want to personally invite you to join me here at Grace Church. We're a place with vibrant worship, solid biblical teaching for everyday life, and a strong sense of community. Grace is a great place to connect, so log on to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org, and I'll see you real soon.
A Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? Hit so hard in the gut that you could barely breathe? This has happened to me in sports, but also in the game of life. I've learned if I just take a minute to collect myself instead of focusing on the pain, I'll regain my strength. And then it's not long before I'm back on the field. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So a financial situation, relationship, a family crisis, it may hit you hard. It may even go down for a moment. But remember, giving up is not an option. God has made you stronger than you think. So stand up, catch your breath, and get back in the game. This is Dr. Derek Greer. I'd love to see you at Grace Church this Sunday. And as always, live big.
Hey, it's Ryan. And our mortgage team paid for 60 seconds here to try to tell you our story. Well, more like 56 seconds, because they make all mortgage people put a tag on the end. But you get the point. Usually, we just share things that happen to us in real life. But one thing my dad taught me long ago, sometimes you just got to say the thing straight. So here's what we'd love for you to hear. One, our faith is really important to us, and it's why we're committed to talking to you, WAVA listeners. Two, my dad and I both grew up in the mortgage business, but getting to start this company together has been the coolest thing we've ever done. Three, while we are a smaller family-run team, we're lucky to be an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender and often save you money. And finally, we hope you'll think about us if you ever need a refinance, cash out refinance, or are buying a new home. We are United Faith Mortgage, and our 56 seconds are up.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. The Don Crow Show on WAVA with House Democrats and probably a couple of Republicans, maybe more, hell-bent, it seems, on doing anything they can to defeat the presidency of Donald Trump and, above all, make sure he doesn't get a second term of office in 2020. Well, they now have launched their latest effort to do that, a formal impeachment inquiry into the president based on claims that he pressured the president of Ukraine to target a political rival, namely former Democrat Vice President Joe Biden. You know all of that and more, I'm sure. However, constitutional experts at Heritage Foundation remind us America's founders did not provide for impeachment as a partisan political weapon or as a response by Congress to a president's policies with which they disagree. Well, joining me to talk more about it, one of the experts in these matters, John Malcolm, serves as Vice President for the Institute for Constitutional Government and Director of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at Heritage, oversees the Heritage Foundation's work to increase understanding of the Constitution and rule of law. By the way, he also serves as Heritage's Ed Gilbertson and Sherry Lindbergh Gilbertson Senior Legal Fellow. John, it's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Now, your colleagues, Tom Jipping and Hans Van Spakovsky, wrote an article on this, Impeachment Process, Constitution, Historical Practice. And they say the discussion and debate about impeachment occurring in the U.S. House of Representatives and elsewhere is plagued with confusion over this rarely exercised procedure. Talk about some of the confusion and really how the Democrats, it seems to me, are taking the American public into an absolute maze of misunderstanding as to what can and can't be done and whether this action by the president even comes close to being impeachable.
Well, so one thing you said in the lead up to your introducing me, it's absolutely correct, which is we have elections to decide policy matters, and the American people get to decide, you know, which president they want in terms of executing policies. We don't have an impeachment process to debate policy matters. So there are parliamentary systems where you can immediately call for a no-confidence vote in the president or the prime minister, and you can immediately throw them out of office because you disagree with the policy direction in which they want to lead the country. That is not what our Constitution calls for. The Constitution calls for an impeachment process based on treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. People get confused a little bit by the term impeachment, thinking that if you are impeached, you are removed from office. That is not true. So, for instance, Bill Clinton was impeached. He was not removed from office. It is largely a political process. I think there's general agreement that you don't have to have been convicted of a felony or have committed a felony in order to be removed. If you engage in a gross abuse of power, a gross abuse of office, that can constitute a high crime and misdemeanor. It only takes a majority of the House of Representatives to return an article of impeachment, which is, you know, the Democrats have control of the House. So if they are hell-bent on impeaching President Trump, they can do it with a simple majority. But then the matter gets sent over to the Senate for a trial, and it requires two-thirds of the Senate, 67 senators, before a president is removed from office. There have only been two presidents in our nation's history who have been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Andrew Johnson survived by one vote. Bill Clinton had a few votes to spare. Neither was removed from office. The House was on the verge of impeaching Richard Nixon, and he most assuredly would have been removed from office. He chose to resign instead. In terms of the allegations against the president, at the moment, it's a little bit of what you see is in the eyes of the beholder. So the left is portraying these conversations with President Zelensky as if to say, you know, Congress had approved $400 million in aid. The president was, to use Adam Schiff's words, engaging in a classic mafia shakedown by saying, I will not give you the $400 million in aid unless you aid my political campaign by investigating my rival, Joe Biden. Others are saying, look, this transcript's been released. There was no threat implicitly or explicitly to withhold funds from the Ukrainian government. The president talked about a lot of investigations. He was not only referring to Joe Biden, he was also referring to this new investigation that Bill Barr had just undertaken into how the president's campaign came to be investigated. And with respect to Joe Biden, you know, he's not covered exactly in glory either. So he has bragged about the fact that when he was vice president, he literally engaged in a quid pro quo. He was in Kiev, Ukraine, and said, Congress has approved $1 billion in loan guarantees. I am leaving in 6 hours, and you will not get those loan guarantees unless you fire a particular prosecutor named Shokin within the next 6 hours. He did. The prosecutor was fired. It was alleged at the time that prosecutor was investigating an energy company for corruption that had just brought on Hunter Biden, the vice president's son, to be on its board of directors, and they paid him $1.6 million over a 16-month period. So, you know, there are some people who believe that that is a perfectly legitimate area of inquiry as well, regardless of whether he is a chief rival to President Trump or not.
I'm so glad you added that latter point, because that was my next area I wanted to go to, and that is the fact that Biden did what they're accusing this president of doing. He did it in spades and was quite happy to was quite happy, as you've reminded us, to brag about it. But the larger issue, it seems to me, is the amount of energy that's being spent. For me personally, I think the Democrats are running scared. They know that they are in trouble in terms of 2020. That's my view. Some have said that, look, if they proceed with this latest attack on the president, it will simply guarantee his reelection. What do you think?
You know, it's hard for me to read political tea leaves. Obviously, it's a very high stakes gamble. The Republicans suffered at the polls when they impeached President Clinton because the public just didn't feel as if what the president had done in terms of, you know, lying under oath about his affair with Monica Lewinsky as part of the Paula Jones matter warranted his being removed from office. I am quite sure that there are a lot of Democrats in red-leaning states, congressmen and senators like the senator from Alabama, who are very nervous about all of this. But, you know, I'm sure that Susan Collins in Maine and maybe Martha McSally in Arizona or Cory Gardner in Colorado, Republicans running for reelection in states that have tended to trend blue lately. Maine is, in fact, a pretty much of a blue state. I'm sure they're a little nervous, too. So both sides are taking a real gamble by embarking down this road. It is certainly very upsetting to the country, but it certainly seems as if we're going to be living with this for the next several months, probably up to and through the next election.
We're talking with John Malcolm of the Heritage Foundation. Check his work out and that of his colleagues at the website heritage.org. John, is it not true that there's also impeachment options? There is an impeachment option within the Congress itself, in the House and Senate, or is that the case?
I'm not sure what you
mean. Well, I mean, in other words, there are times when members of Congress have faced a discipline of one sort or another. Is impeachment a mechanism that's used only at the level of the president, or is this something that can be used on congressional members as well?
Well, the answer is, can it only be used on the president? No. Can it be applied to House members? No. What happens is they have their own set of rules about when they can expel their own members. It is apart from the impeachment process. It is part of the House rules. Yes, so the vice president can be impeached. Cabinet members can be impeached. The only time impeachment has been successful in our nation's history, and it's only been a handful of times, it's been for federal judges. And in almost all of those instances, they were for federal judges where it was determined that they had taken bribes.
What is the best, from what we know up front, what's the best response this president and his administration can take to this? Because we know this much, the Democrats and those on the far left especially don't let go of any issue, no matter how questionable it may be, if not outright false. They're going to run it into the ground if they have to try to get him. Well, how would you remain, if you were counseling him, how would you advise him to proceed in defending himself on this matter?
Well, far be it from me to advise the president how to respond. He has accurately described himself as a counterpuncher. He has his own unique and inimical style of responding to his enemies. And so regardless of what I would advise him, he and Rudy Giuliani and others are going to respond exactly the way they're responding.
From what you know so far, and the transcript, as you say, has been out of the whistleblower, again, I'm greatly disturbed by these unidentified whistleblowers, many of whom perhaps come out of the deep state of the Obama years. That's my opinion. But how do we survive that sort of betrayal of a president on either side of the aisle?
Well, so you raise a really interesting point. I mean, whistleblowers, you have, as with any anonymous source, there are pluses and there are minuses. The plus is you get more information, and occasionally that information displays actual wrongdoing, and you still protect people in terms of their reputations or threats to their safety. So those are the positives of whistleblowers. Of course, the negative of whistleblowers and anonymous sources is they can make stuff up and spin everybody into tops, and it turns out to be totally fallacious. But one thing that is important is here, you know, the president needs to rely and trust the intelligence community. This president probably already has a healthy distrust of the intelligence community, and his trust level is likely to go down significantly after this whistleblower complaint. And actually, when you end up putting a barrier between the intelligence community and the president, that is not generally a good thing for the country and can potentially imperil, you know, national security. There has to be a real trust level there. The stakes are high. And so this does real damage to that relationship and quite possibly to future presidents as well.
Great to talk with you about it. I hope we can do it again. Thank you.
Sounds great, Don. Bye-bye.
Again, John Malcolm, he is with the Heritage Foundation. And you can check his work out, as I said, and that of his colleagues at heritage.org.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and...
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
This traffic update is sponsored by Indeed.com. Westbound side of 66, that's jammed between the Beltway and the crash on the right shoulder before Nutley Street. After that, it's a little sluggish heading out towards Route 123 in Fairfax. Then you're on the brakes as you make your way from the Fairfax County Parkway out towards the car rest area. And eastbound on 66 inside the Beltway, it's bumper to bumper from Route 7 over to the crash in the right lane after the Dulles Connector Road. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Ron Balsarek with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll have skies turning mainly clear as it gets more comfortable. Low 62 in the district, 50s outside the Beltway. Pleasantly warm tomorrow, we'll have sunshine and a high of 83. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Getting a little more humid with the low 64 to 68. Saturday, partly sunny, hot and humid, up to 93. An afternoon or evening thunderstorm, then cooling off some again Sunday. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Frank Streit.
Oh,
The Von Crowe Show on WAVA. In the final days, hopefully maybe even the final hours of our campaign with Food for the Poor, what an incredible job you've done in responding with love and compassion and generosity as we together have been trying to provide a bit over 42,000. That's a big enough goal, $42,000 for the hurt and broken areas of the Bahamas. And you've gotten us within $3,000 of that goal with your generosity, so I want to thank you for that. In fact, pass some thank yous along in specific. I want to thank Gary in Annandale for a $200 gift, Ron in Silver Spring, $80, Jeffrey in Ashburn, $100 gift, Ralph in Trapp, Maryland, $20 a month for 12 months for a $240 gift. David in Princeton, Illinois, obviously listening to us on the web, WAVA.com, $50 gift. Thank you, David, if you happen to be listening out there in Illinois. Mary in Silver Spring, $160, a gift that actually, if you follow these increments, you know, $80, we've said, provides for one person, $160 for two, $240 for three. So those have been some of the numbers we've just cited. And then Charles in Alexandria stepped in and said, I want to give $1,000. And I had closed out yesterday's show saying we needed just four more people who could do that. Well, he's now reduced that to three. So if three of you, and not everybody, I often say this out of respect, I know many of you would give $1,000 in a heartbeat if you could afford it, but there are some who can. There are some who the Lord has just prompted perhaps to pick that phone up and call and make that kind of a gift. So three more folks giving $1,000 will get us up to and over goal. Six of you who could do half of that. And there are many who say, look, $1,000 is a lot of money for me, but I could do $500 one time. And by the way, you can do that over 12 months too if you'd like. But six of you giving a $500 gift will get us where we need to be. 10 of you giving a $320 gift, each of those, of course, enough for a family of four. 10 of you giving $320, or 21 of you giving $240, or 13 of you giving $160, or 39 of you giving that one-time gift of $80. Any of those combinations will get us where we need to be. And so I'm just thanking you for what you've done, and I want to just give you that number again. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673, 855-860-HOPE. That's what those last four numbers spell. #250 on your cell phone, hit the send button, and then say give when you're prompted. That'll connect you to an operator. Or, of course, as always, online, WAVA.com, Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Can't miss the bright red banner at the cross, right on the right side of our homepage there. You can click on that and make that gift as well right there.
This is where the death toll will climb what is believed to be a mass graveyard. The Marsh Harbor neighborhoods of Pigeon Pea and the Mud, decimated by Dorian, hit by a 25-foot storm surge and 185-mile-per-hour winds. Nothing is left. The United Nations estimating 76,000 have been left homeless across the Bahamas.
19 of us trying to get out of here. How are we supposed to sustain ourselves in a situation like this? No banks, nothing. We don't know where the next dollar is coming from.
The death toll in the Bahamas expected to soar, with hundreds if not thousands still missing. The island nation's health minister, Dwayne Sands, said the number of dead, quote, could be staggering.
And number again is 855-860-4673. Again, 855-860-HOPE. 855-860-4673. They just have these remaining few days of this month to finish this campaign up. I have no doubt that we will get it done. But your call's what's going to make the difference, whether it's $10 or $50 or $100 or $500. We've encouraged you to just do something in order to get the reward of feeling like, hey, I've done something. I haven't just heard about it. I often say it's one thing to feel badly, and well, we should. Our emotions are given to us for good purpose. You know, we know our Lord Jesus himself stood at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, and the Bible says he wept. And commentators, theologians, and others have tried to imagine through the centuries what he wept about. But my own personal inference, I've drawn for years is that he loved Lazarus and he hated death, and he realized that death had really taken his dear friend, obviously ahead of his time. But Jesus used that occasion, of course, as we know, to show the truth to Mary and Martha and all of us since, I am the resurrection and the life. If a man believes in me, he will never die. And if he does die, he will be raised again. He'll never die the second death, which is the one that really is most fatal, as you know. We're all going to die the first death. God does not want any of us to die the second death at the end of our lives here on earth and standing in judgment before him. So we're giving these people in the Bahamas hope for this moment. And I'm sure I know from what we're hearing from Food for the Poor, many of these people are our fellow believers, which to me puts an even greater obligation on us as Christians to do something. You know, I believe we should help wherever we can, whether the person's a believer or not. Jesus modeled that for us as well. He didn't put a requirement on people before he fed them or before he healed them or before he cleansed them. He didn't say, well, you must first follow me and then I'll do this for you. But he always did that out of compassion and love, and many of them as a result turned to him in faith and trust. But we're just saying, regardless, let's do it. Let's do it on behalf of just sheer humanitarian values, and let's especially do it when we realize it's our brothers and sisters in the faith who are really desperately in need of our help right now. So whether it's 10 or 50 or 100 or 500 or 240 or 320 or whatever number you want to use, let's make a gift. 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, hit send and say the word give. Online at our website, WAVA.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks spent pretty much all of the day in the red, finishing the session slightly lower. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 79 points. The NASDAQ Composite fell 46 and the S&P 500 slipped 7. Among the factors weighing on stocks today, a Bloomberg News report that the U.S. is unlikely to extend a temporary waiver that allows U.S. companies to sell supplies to Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei. There are still concerns about slowing growth, but bond fund giant PIMCO seems to believe the U.S. will avoid a recession, though the firm does mention more weakness ahead. PIMCO said, while a recession is not our base case, it doesn't take much to tip over an economy that is moving along at stall speed. Oil futures slipped today, November crude easing 8 cents. Pancakes aren't just for breakfast. Keep that in mind because today is one of those social media-created holidays, National Pancake Day, and you just might find related discounts or special creations at your local diner or restaurant. Again, the Dow Industrial's down about 80 points today. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Are you looking
looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
It was me and my other two sisters who were in the vehicle, and we got stuck in the storm for 3.5 hours. And I thought I was not going to see him anymore.
You know, sometimes when we make a request for donations, we might say pray on it, we might say think about it, but there is no time.
My island of Abaco is finished. Everything is gone. No banks, no stores, no nothing, nothing at all. Everything is gone, just bodies.
The urgency in a catastrophe of this magnitude doesn't allow us to ask for time. It allows us only to beg you to give your most generous donation right now.
People saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything is going to be all right. You know, I'm keep praying.
We are asking for whatever you can afford now in helping people to survive, in helping people to have hope.
Nobody knows how many people died here. How anyone survived this amount of damage is a near miracle in itself.
At this moment, I am talking to you. I don't see my mom. I don't see my son. I don't know. I don't know.
I've seen a lot of damage and a lot of devastation, but I've never seen anything in any of those to the extent that there was here in Marsh Harbor.
And do you think a lot more people have died than the official
plenty,
figure?
Plenty. Plenty Haitian, especially.
I only have these clothes. Where should I go? I don't have nowhere to go. I ain't got nobody else. My mommy dead, my brother, my cousin.
It is very, very, very hard. You could imagine we even can't, like, go to no gas station. We don't have no store for us to get some food. It's me. I lose everything. But I thank God for life.
Folks, these are real people. Many of them are fellow believers. And I'm deeply concerned over the fact that there is so much happening in the world of news and the old realization that even the biggest story stays on the front page only for, well, the shelf life is very, very limited, even for a hurricane of the magnitude of Dorian. And so I have no doubt that a lot of folks by now have not even thought of the Bahamas anymore. It's not an accusation. It's not a criticism. It's just how life is. And the events, for example, here in our own area that are ongoing, efforts to actually engage in impeaching the president of the United States, is obviously and rightly on the minds of a lot of people on either side of the issue. That at this moment is not the point. The point is that these crises come and then, well, let me ask you this. When's the last time you thought about Hurricane Dorian and about the Bahamas? Some of you maybe very recently, but I dare say for most of us, unless somebody is reminding us, we necessarily go on to other things, other news, other issues. So I'm just encouraging you to stay with us for just the last bit of this campaign. I mean, we can wrap this thing up even on today's show, I have no doubt. We only need another $3,000. And my goodness, in combination with the $8,000 generous gift from Passport Auto Group Stores, you have brought us to over $39,000 toward our goal. You've given over $31,000 already. So another $3,000 is all we need to say, hey, folks, you've done it again. You have put it up and over the top, and that money can go to work immediately to bring rescue and relief to the folks in the Bahamas. I just know that if it were someone that I, let's say I was, I read a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, that Sidney Poitier, I haven't seen a confirmation of the story, but one story I saw that was Sidney Poitier, that's his homeland. He lost 23 members of his family, according to that report. Well, that's going to be on Sidney's mind and his loved ones' minds for years and years and years to come. And how many others? We've heard that even now the death toll really, I don't think, has reached any final count. So we are staying with this to finish the job, but I know we can't get it done without your help. And as we've been breaking it down for you, we can really do this quite quickly and quite simply with just a few more of you doing what so many of you have done already and so generously. For example, I suggested we've had probably now 12 or 13 folks who've given a $1,000 gift. That's a lot of money. We had at least one that I recall gave $2,000, which has helped get us so far down the road to our goal. So if just three more listening right now could pick the phone up or go online and say, hey, I will give a one-time tax-deductible gift to Food for the Poor for the Bahama crisis, a $1,000 gift, that will be the end of it. We will be able to say we now have finished our campaign and we've reached our goal. So I'm just throwing that out. As I said a moment ago, if six of you could do half of that, if you could give a one-time gift of $500, that will get us to our goal. 10 of you giving 300, well, if you go to the website, let me put it this way. If you go to the website, you'll see $4 options, and then there's a blank box where you can put in whatever amount you want, whether it's $10 or $10,000. You can enter your own amount. But there are four choices. One is $80 for one person to receive the help that we're asking you to provide. $160 will provide for two. There's another choice of $240 for three people and $320 for a family of four. And that's what some of you have been doing. So if 10 of you right now, just 10 more of you listening this moment, will either call in, and I'll give you the number again in a moment, or go online and give a $320 gift. And by the way, you can do that for 12 months. $27 a month will make that actually a round out a $324 gift. But that'll cover that. If 10 of you would do that, we're done. Or if 21 of you who could take care of three people, $240 gift. We had one of those, let me see, Ralph in Trap, Maryland, is going to do it over 12 months. Ralph said, hey, I'll give $20 a month for 12 months, and he will have taken care of the needs of three people with that gift. 13 of you giving $160 for two folks, or 39 of you doing a one-time gift of $80 for one person. Any one of those combinations will get us up and over the goal. And my goodness, we will be able to say, hey, we actually did it. We got it done. And we can go on to some other things that we need to do together. In the meantime, here's the number, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. #250 and say, well, hit the send button and then just say give. You'll be prompted and you say give. That'll connect you to the call center or online at our website. The big banner there, Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Click on that, make your gift of any amount there. Thank you for doing something right now I really want to wrap this campaign up, and I know you do too, because the need is so profound and so great, so urgent. Thank you.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. It had been 2 days since anyone had seen Boutros. Lately, he had been handing out Bibles to people in his village in Syria. His Christian brothers feared for the worst. Finally, Boutros stumbled into the church. He said that 2 nights earlier, someone had pulled a bag over his head and dragged him to prison. The next day, he sat across from the head of the secret police. The officer questioned him, and Boutros answered calmly and respectfully. At the end, he said, "God is love, and he loves you." And with those words, the interrogation ended. He was released. Like Boutros, we can love our enemies and pray that they too would come to know Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
A-Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
My name is Leia Lowe. I am a resident of Green Turtle Key, Abaco, Bahamas. I was not in Abaco when Hurricane Dorian hit, but all of my family was. I have family that is in Marsh Arbor, that was in Man of War, and that is in Green Turtle Key. A lot of people in Green Turtle Key have lost their homes. When my mom called for the first time, I didn't hear from her until 3 days after the storm, and she said it looks like a war zone. She said that everything is devastated. The roads weren't clear at that point, and it was just awful. And I've had family that I've been able to talk to that have come out of Marsh Arbor, and the stories they have told are horrific, the way they had to get out of their houses. One of my cousins that was in Marsh Arbor. What they had to do is they had gotten into their attic. The water had come all the way up to their attic, and at that point the eye of the storm was over them, and they had to get out because if they would have stayed in, they would have drowned in their attic. They had kept a kayak in their attic. My cousin pushed the kayak through the attic window, and he was able to get on it with him and his wife and dog, and they were able to kayak over to a house that was on dry land. The water was so high, it was like a river.
Justin, pardon me, just another voice out of the Bahamas, and I hope that you'll make that call. We have to take a top of the hour break.
Conservative talk for the Beltway, inside and out. AM 570, The Answer.
FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.